So first of all, before I get to the tough, hard-hitting questions, I read this morning that you have two donkeys on your property in Montgomery. Why?
Well, we were fortunate enough to have a few, just 8 acres in Pike Road, Alabama. And I've always had horses. I grew up with horses and in Evergreen, because I'm from Evergreen, Alabama. And my daughter rides, and she also would go to horse shows. And when she'd go to the horse shows, her retired Appaloosa, that was the horse that she jumped on a lot before we got another horse because he got too old, he would just go crazy when we would take the other horse away. And so we got the donkeys truly to babysit her retired Appaloosa, who had been he'd been so phenomenal in terms of taking care of her. Because when you have a daughter who jumps, horses that jump, it's a scary, it's dangerous. And that horse was just a great horse. He's wonderful.
And the donkeys actually keep the horses company?
They do. They do.
I guess I'm a city boy. I did not
now,
know
I'll
that.
be honest, they like the other horses better. But in when they can't have the other horse, horses are herd animals. I mean, they literally are herd animals. And it doesn't mean you can't have a horse by themselves forever, but that's not how they're happiest. They're happiest with other animals. And we want to keep them happy, right?
Of course, of course.
It's like when she got her first pony that was she was jumping on, and he balked at the first fence and didn't go over it. It's like he had to be reminded, hey, we're paying you for a reason, right? Is to take her over the jumps.
Right.
Now, our legislators need to be reminded what their job is.
I was going to ask you, do the donkeys, do they generally agree with your policy stances?
Probably more often than not. But I will tell you, they definitely have a mind of their own, that is for sure.